Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Okay, welcome to the podcast, and we are on Facebook as well, the video. It's also on YouTube. It's also on the blog. If you go to the blog, you can see the video as well, as or you can choose the podcast, up to you. But I'm joined by the fabulous N to the I to the C to the O to the L to A, yay, it's Nicola Duke, and I'm saying the charts. Here we go, boys.
Yay! Hello.
Cool, let's get straight into the charts here. Someone whinging about our small talk. The reason why we do the small talk at the start is because people get a notification. And some people are, you know, going to react slowly to notifications. Some people do or don't. Morning, James. So we talk. It's like a bit of busking. Like I said a while back, when a busker starts, it doesn't start its full act straight away. He has to get a bit of interest, garner a bit of enthusiasm amongst the crowds walking past, people milling by, stop milling by, and then stop and stare at him for a while. But anyway, let's go straight.
Glad we've averted nuclear war this week so far, and it's only Tuesday.
Yesterday
was silly, wasn't it?
Well, do you know what? They are imbeciles, those two. And I just think they're both insane in the membrane. I'm just thinking, who's the ones who start off first? I think they said, I'd be very surprised if North Korea shot down an American plane. I'd be very surprised by that. If that did happen, that would be war. War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. But, but you know, I'd be surprised if North Korea did that, you know, because that would be very shocking. And I think Trump would come back then with good reason. He'd have good reason to really let all hellfire rain down and destroy North Korea. You know,
it's a stupid comment for the president and the leader of the free world to say about another head of state. He won't be around very long. Like, that could be taken in a very threatening way.
Yeah. But they shoot a plane down, though. That's killing American citizens.
Okay, but if the American fighters and bombers are hanging around, then I can see why they would take it.
Are they hanging around, though? Are they hanging around over North Korea? It'd be insane to do that. Anyway, let's look at B to the T, to the dot to the A. So this is a stock we looked at last week, and we're quite bullish on an hourly chart. I like it. Look at the hourly charts breaking the 200-day moving average, looking very good on that. But it came back and retested sort of some lows, which is not a bad thing. Didn't go below those lows, which is good. I think confirmation there. But looking at it right now, what do you think of the BT, Nick?
I think let's look at your hourly chart. I think it's a bottoming process. Yep. And we've been trying to find our feet around the big weekly 50% retrace of the big, big lows to highs. And they're at 286.4. We're above them today. We're above the hourly 200. We look really good on the hourly time frame. For me, we look really good on the 4-hour time frame. And you know, we look really good, most importantly, on the daily time frame. We're above the daily 20 moving average for the first time since we had that really nasty drop and the gap lower at the start of August. So as long as we can hold above 286.40 today, 286.4, I think that we continue higher. We're going to go back to the pivot level, which is the lows from January, the lows in May, and that's at 297.8, and that's also the daily 50 moving average. So that's the upside target for this swing. I think it looks really good.
Is that all? It'd be more than that, wouldn't it?
No, that's the first resistance. Oh, then okay. We'll stop there. And then I said, no. We're in a range trade and a bigger wedge. So then I think we continue back to the highs and the 200-day moving average, which is at 315 next. Obviously, we've got to get back above the 200 moving average to reverse this trend. And if we look back in this stock, see what it does at the 200-day moving average. If you go back to 2016, you can see in April and in May and then in June, you know, literally to the tick. And then in January, on the 11th of January, we rallied into the 200-day moving average and collapsed. So this stock respects the 200-day moving average very, very well. Respect. I think it'll be a magnet for us.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I mean, it acts as a support and resistance level, and it bounces off it. So
yeah, respect. Okay, so there's not, I think the half yearly report's not any news out now on BT until the 29th of October, and I think it's going to rally to then, and I think we may see a confirmation then that it's worth a rally, because I think their trading operations are going a lot better than they were last year, which is not hard. They had a nightmare last year, but they've sorted that out. Okay, let's get on to three smaller cap stocks, and good morning, Anil. So let's move on to Alba Mineral Resources, ALBA. And then an update today on the Amasoc asset there. So what do you think of Alba there?
Alba, you know, it's really disappointing how much Alba pulled back when I look at this stock. Mm. But, you know, here we are. We're holding the 61.8 retrace of the rally from the August 2016 lows. Potentially we could find our feet here, but I think maybe a little bit lower at 0.34 is where the 200-day is.
Yeah.
So between 0.4 and 0.34, I think that Alba has a really good chance of finding some support and a rally. And a rally from here would take us back to at least 0.54, but I think more likely back to the highs on the 7th of August around 0.62.
Okay.
And what happens there will say whether we've bottomed or not.
Marvellous stuff. Well, listen, they released news on their high-grade Amasoc graphite project in Greenland, southern Greenland. And for a while there, I spoken to George, who's the main guy there, the main man, and I didn't know how to pronounce Amasoc. And basically, what it's like, you say, you pronounce it like a mitt sock. So it's like a sock, yeah. It's a mitt. Or you put a sock on your hand and it acts as a mitt sock. See? And it's not hard to pronounce that. Anyway, let's move on to...
This is the stock, I have to say, I think this is a really good one. Yeah. You know, if we can get back above that 0.63 level, the next target is 0.98 and then 1.2. So it's done some really... If we zoom out, which I've done on this chart, and we look back to 2015, it's done some really nice bottoming in a sort of inverted head and shoulders pattern. I would really like to see it back above 0.66. I think that we could really rock and roll if we do that. If you want to get in on a tighter entry, go to a 4-hour chart, and you can see a really nice declining wedge, a tight little wedge. You can draw a trend line. That will be your first warning, and I'm showing people, that'll be your first warning. We're just testing the highs today, that we're going to break out and go higher from here. And then above 0.47 confirms we've bottomed.
Yeah, okay. Marvellous. And the next one is, I've chatted these guys quite a few times, and they're quite under the radar, and I think they've got a big sort of asset here, or going to be a resource, prospective resource, Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas. And they announced that the subsidiary, have signed into an option, an agreement with Total, which is obviously a big major player. They're also already, I think part of it is owned by, Tullow already owns about 60% working interest, but they have the option to sell 25% of their to farm out to Total. So you've got to think these guys now, Total and Tullow, are interested in their prospect. That's quite interesting. These big guys don't get involved in small little piddly sort of prospects. So they come on the radar a little bit today, a bit more. So ECO is a ticker. Check it out. What do you write in the chart, Nicola?
I just drawn a big pink triangle. You know, this, since its launch, really, it had a big wide opening range drop. And since then, we've traded in a narrow range within that. We've just tested the highs today, again, and that's the highs from the 2nd of March, and we've fallen back there. Obviously, a close above 19.48 would be bullish, but that's not a great entry to buy it, is it? I think that if we should look for support at the FIB levels, the pivot levels, one of them is 18.18, and the other one is 17.74. Those two levels and the daily moving averages there, I think, give us the entry that we're looking for another swing higher. But until we break out, this really hasn't done anything. If we come all the way back to the lows at 16.9917, then it's a bit of a gift.
Okay, all right. Well, so the last one, which is Hurricane Energy. I do hold stock in this. I wrote a blog on this a while back, three reasons to add them to your watch list. This is at 27 pence, this was, when I said, listen, and oddly, and I did point out, I didn't actually point this out on the blog, but it was during the hurricane season when everything was talking about hurricanes in America, and a couple of weeks back, and yet Hurricane the company were very, very quiet, and I thought, this is odd, this is very quiet. They've got a lot of cash there, they've got some huge assets, and essentially, off their first, they're going to do the early production system in the start of 2019 on their Lancaster field, which is just off the Shetlands there. And they're going to be producing about 17,000 barrels of oil a day from there. At $40 oil, they'll be making $100 million net profit. At $50 oil, $150. Now, with Brent crude at
did
the moment...
Did you see what oil did yesterday?
Yeah,
Brent crude, just ripped.
Exactly. Well, if you look at Hurricane today, up 10% now to 33.5 pence.
Well, yeah. Well, yesterday, Brent oil made new 2017-2016 highs.
Yeah, two-year highs. And well, as I'm looking now, Hurricane is rising. But you can work out now the profit level. Every $10, you can add $50 million pretty much to their net profit line. So this is good for Hurricane, you know. So what do you reckon the chart? HUR, Nicolas.
Well, what's really good about this is when this all started, like if we look at Monday, you know, we're up again big today. But if you look at where we were on the start of the week, we were down at 28 underneath the daily 50 moving average that we'd failed at last week. And then Monday we had the big close. We closed above that prior high. We reversed the trend and we closed above those daily moving averages. And when you do that, especially the 50, like it can take off. It won't come back to that moving average until the move is done. I think that we should look to the 50 moving average next. Sorry, the 200 moving average next. That's around 44, but the Fib levels tell me 42.20 and 47 next. That's the midpoint of the decline. And I think if we get above 52, that we should see new highs.
Marvellous stuff. All right, Nicola, thanks. Oh, in fact, can you have on the fly here a request for EDL, Edenville Energy? So EDL, please. Can you have a quick
look at EDL? No problem at all.
And they are a coal to power project in, was it Tanzania? I think it was now. But
This is so tempting, this one. So here, you know, we're making a bottom. For me, I really like this as an inverted head and shoulders pattern. And we've got a kind of neckline in EDL, that's sort of around this level here, around 0.85. So a close above 0.85 would be a bullish breakout. And what we've got since the rally on the 1st of August is a sort of choppy declining wedge, and we're looking for a breakout above 0.78. All these moving averages are bunched up flat in the middle. We should see a really powerful move when it breaks out. And the bullish view is wrong, obviously, if we go back below 0.64.
Okay.
But I am looking for a breakout move in this one. It's just a matter of when.
Yes. Okay. Well, talk
and
about
higher. So, yeah. So from if we put the fibs on, this breakout from this head and shoulders should take us to at least a 61.8, and you can measure it. So we should go above 105, but more likely, I think 1.17 from here. Looks really good.
Okay, talking about a little bit of breakout, Hurricane has continued to rise up to 12.4% now as we speak, and it's over average daily volume in shares already, so it's going strong. It's really going very strong.
Good grief,
Lovely.
PXOG, Prospect Oil and Gas, that we looked at yesterday as well, that's pretty well supported and right at the 200-day today. Keep an eye on that one too.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Nicola. That's very nice of you. Excellent. Well, listen.
And this, this Atlantic that we looked at, you know, it's going green again. If it broke out of this range, that would be a very, very big deal. Our targets for Eco, if we did do that today and all of the energy sector goes mad, would be 21 and then 22.26.
All right, lovely. Thank you very much, Nicola. And people can see all those charts on the video there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Love it. Thanks, Nicola.
Love it. Goodbye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everybody. That's like Mickey Mouse. Hey, goodbye, everybody. All right, lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nicola. It's wonderful, as always, to be in your company.
You too, Justin. You're so lovely. I'm glad you've recovered from your weekend.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.